So we have a great show, so you want to stay tuned. First of all, we're going to talk to our wonderful Dr. Leah McNeil.
Because it's Wednesday and it's Dr. Leah Day.
So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, Dr. Leah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good.
This is a great tip today because what we're going to talk about, and we'll tell you, let's be sure we mention Greek God yogurt.
Did you hear that? I'm zipping my fizz. My fizz is zipping.
So what is your tip today?
Well, it's on your intestines and the health of them.
Right.
Do you ever wonder about the bacteria that are in your intestines?
Yes.
And we have a lot of them. A lot of them are good and some are bad, but the ones that are good are the ones that help keep our digestive system going, our pH in balance, yeast from getting built up, and other critters from getting built up. So what are those bacteria called? They used to just be called acidophilus. You know, that's what I've heard for years.
Right.
And then it sort of changed to the name probiotics because there's many different types. It's not just acidophilus. There's bifidus and ramulus and all these other different strains of bacteria. You want to definitely have plenty of those in your gut to keep it in balance. If you have diarrhea or constipation, taking some extra probiotics is very helpful. And there definitely is probiotics in yogurt, and there's some in milk, although there's not hardly enough in milk. Some yogurt cultures do have a lot, but sometimes I'll recommend for people to go get a pill because they have like 20 billion or, you know, some incredible amount of bacteria per capsule in them. And I recommend the pills, but I don't want people to take them all the time. It's kind of like overkill.
One of the things, Dr. Lee, is it true that if you're on an antibiotic, that it does sort of destroy all the good bacteria?
Yes.
So one of the things, if you're on an antibiotic, if you put somebody on antibiotic, do you then give them the recommendation to have this, you know, medication or these pills?
Yes. In fact, I have them, even though the antibiotic is going to continue to wipe out the bacteria, I have them take some anyway during their antibiotic course. If they're taking the antibiotic twice a day, I have them take it in between doses, just so there's something in there.
Okay.
So maybe it'll decrease their risk of getting yeast infection or diarrhea.
Well, I think you were telling me, and I'm sure it was because I had brought my grandson in, Andreas, for his ears, but you were talking about that, you know, putting children on antibiotics, it causes all kinds of these problems, you know, and then their immune system gets, you know, lower. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Right. I mean, anybody who's taken a lot of antibiotics, especially if they've chronically taken them for ear infections, like kids, it does set them up for having problems later down the road or even right then. Yeast is probably one of the biggest culprits.
Mm-hmm.
But they can get chronic diarrhea or other problems, colitis I've even heard from chronic antibiotic use. It does depend on the type of antibiotic and how many they've had. But, yeah, we have more bacteria and viruses in our gut than there are cells in our body. So when you think about that, it's like there's a lot of microbes in there, and you got to keep them happy because that's about 70% of your immune system. So keeping your gut healthy with probiotics and, of course, good diet, it's not just going to be the probiotics that do all the work, is going to really help your immune system in general.
Okay, so what do you recommend? You know, you're saying you a lot of times need to take an actual pill. Yogurt, which we recommend, Greek God yogurt, may not always have enough of the probiotics. So what do you recommend?
Well, for something like the yogurt, you can, if it's a daily, like if you have yogurt every day, you're getting a little bit every day.
Okay.
But if you have severe diarrhea, constipation, yeast, or some other imbalance in your gut, taking a pill that has a very high amount in it daily for a couple weeks just to see if that's enough, then decrease it to like 3 times a week. If you continue to have problems, then you might need to take it more regularly. Most people, though, the majority of people who have regular bowel function, I'll say, you know, take, when you first start a probiotic, maybe take it for a week every day, then just a couple times a week after that, because you shouldn't have to replenish your bacteria all the time unless something's wrong. And I probably take a probiotic once or twice a week now. Although when I was sick, I was taking it all the time.
Yeah, so Dr. Lee had a little, what was it, food poisoning?
Yes, it was a reunion food poisoning.
I was Pam thinks it was because there was mayonnaise in it.
Well,
it was sitting out too long. That was Pam. She deduced that.
Well, it could have been. And I'd probably had just the littlest bit of potato salad or something, and it was sitting out in the sun or whatever, and I wasn't paying attention. And I had the week from...
You know, it's really interesting that you don't realize how if the food poisoning can be extremely, really dangerous and what it does to you. And a lot of us don't even think about it. But picnics, really pay attention when you're out, what's out in the sun.
Especially a couple of weeks ago when it was so hot.
And that's when I did that. It's funny. I was talking to people, wasn't paying attention, and whoops.
Exactly. Well, we're glad you're feeling better. And, of course, they can come in to see you. If they're having these kinds of issues, I wouldn't just go to a health food store and help myself to a probiotic. I'd come and see you and have you tell me what it is I actually do need.
Yeah, because they might not really need a probiotic. There might be something totally different that you're getting.
Exactly.
Like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or something else to help kill off other stuff. So
exactly.
I think people tend to overuse them, although... when they're in something like yogurt, because it's not a super high amount in them, eating that every day is okay. And it's because you're not getting billions of cultures. But when most of the pills are like anywhere from 2 to 20 billion, you know, it can be quite a bit. So those you can overdo. But if you overdo them, it's not going to cause any side effects. It's just that you're just populating it so much, you're going to get rid of some. And it's not, you know, I mean, you're just going to keep populating it. It just doesn't cause any.
It won't be hazardous to your health.
No, it's just, in a sense, a waste of money. If you don't need it, then why take it?
Good. Well, Dr. Leah, give us your information so our listeners can contact you.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Of course.
Excellent.
So thank you. That was a great tip today.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
All right. See you later.